Here or elimination. Then the guy surrendered. Next paragraph. Surrender to the what? Why?
Because she had surrendered to him.
Because she had surrendered to him first. Not voluntarily, by force. What did force her?
The threat of divorce.
To understand that you could be divorced. You see? So that's the first step. Very clear that my intelligence should understand that it's secondary. My animal should understand that there is someone riding on my back. That surrender, which is not volunteer, will bring the other surrender, because the other one doesn't want to fight. And at the end of the day, if this is not something to just learn as a theory, we talked about it, this should be applied, right? You should choose this. Did we eliminate the choice? Well, we started with the choice. We said if there is no choice, there is no responsibility. So it's your choice. Who should choose? You. Who?
Me.
Who's you?
The heart in me.
No. The heart of you shouldn't choose. The heart is incapable of choosing. Your intelligence should. Intelligently you should. The woman should decide. Isn't it? When you go through learning sessions, doesn't matter what kind of learning session, at the end of it, you intelligently should walk the path. So it's not the elimination of intelligence. We are trying to convince your intelligence. She doesn't accept it. But just like that, as easy as that. So we remind her that, listen, it's not all you. The first person, the king, is here. Okay? Then she will think of something. The woman found the way. Remember that. The story is so beautifully made because the solution should be found intelligently, not just like that. So, the man surrendered to a woman and said, okay, now try me. I will obey you. And Junius stopped it again, because here suddenly you are picturing a man and a woman. You know, maybe you picture a man and a woman, blonde, you will picture it, Caucasian, you will picture it, I don't know, this and that. You really believe there are two persons over there. And guess what? There are two. Who is who? That is a good question. Because when we say there are two, we don't mean these two separable. We mean both sides of the coin. That kind of two. Because you cannot separate them. And he gave you the best example we have in this path. What is the best example in all the stories you hear? Give me a story of two inseparable opposite stuff.
Shadow.
Look at the book. It's Moses and Pharaoh. Oh. And Rumi said, listen, even Pharaoh is in the path. Let this sink in. Means even my intelligence is in the path, but it's playing the other part of it. That other side of the stuff. Listen, Moses and Pharaoh are walking the path, are meaning of the path. But apparently, superficially looking and things like that. One is negative, one is positive. It's always like that. But that doesn't mean that one of them should join. These, let me tell you about this pharaoh. In the daytime will do that. Every single night he will cry then, my God, why should I be like this? Well, he should be. He's another sacrifice for you. Like the Satan which was sacrificed for you. He stops the story, remember. He was talking about the fight of this man and a woman. He stopped to say, listen, it's not that one should dominate the other one. Another paragraph of the challenge which is being reduced to a little bit of appeasement to something, is how I say, listen, Moses and Pharaoh, they are both created. They are masterpiece of creation of God. Both of them. Later he would say, a good painter is a painter who could paint beautiful or ugly. If he cannot paint ugly, he's not a good painter. Because everything has two sides. Remember, if you eliminate one of them, the other one disappears. Let's say we are living in a country, like here. There is no bad. So who is good? No one. If there is no bad, there is no good. It's like that. And both are choices given to you. A very long paragraph. Within this paragraph, there is one of the verses that you should memorize. I mean, I don't know when I memorized it, I believe that was 5 or 6. Verse is 2, 4, 6, 6. Since colorlessness became the capital of color, in the phenomenal world or something, Moses will be in conflict with, not Pharaoh, Moses. Means when you mix it up, then Moses and Moses, they cannot go together. And when you attain unto the colorlessness which you possessed before, Moses and Pharaoh will be in peace. This is something I left you for today to emphasize again and again, not to forget, because we like to do this positive thinking, think about the good stuff and forget about the bad stuff if they will be eliminated. No, there is always a mixture. Problems to find the best balance in a single moment, because the moment will change. The situation will change. Nothing is permanent in this universe. It's an ever-changing universe, isn't it? In this ever-changing universe, whatever is carrying another one, which is the other side of the coin. That's why you cannot tell the story of Moses without Pharaoh. Or you cannot tell the story of a Pharaoh with no Moses. Another paragraph. Not back to the story, not yet. This was a long paragraph, and in this paragraph he said something that, listen, look around you. What do you see? You see a lot of fighting. He said, or is this not war? Is it for a purpose and artifice, like the bickering of those who sell asses? Do you know the story of the people who are selling asses? Yeah, this animal brought to the market, and the client will come and go around. I don't know if you have ever been in the market like that. If you need an ass and you go there and nobody will talk to you, you come back empty-handed because you don't see any pretty stuff for that. But they have a trick. You go around. If you stop for a couple of seconds in front of the donkey, suddenly there are two competing clients to buy that donkey. These are the donkey sellers. Not the donkey sellers. They come and pretend that, oh, this is what I want this to trick you to buy it. You say, it's like that. It's tricking you to choose, because if not, you will not choose. Another paragraph, let me tell you this. They say that the sky is like a magnet and Earth is like a metallic ball, therefore it's suspended because it is being pulled from six directions. How do you believe in that? How is that? It's a very good explanation. If you pull something from different directions, it will remain at the center, right? You know what? It could be the opposite. If you push something from different direction, it will remain at the center. So when you look at something standing over there, how come that you choose to pull? It could be push. Because pull and push are not really opposite. At the end of this paragraph, it said, let me bring it back to you. I talk about Moses as a Pharaoh. Why? You remember I'm always talking about you, right? There is no real Moses and Pharaoh and things like that. I'm talking about you. I make two stuff here, two stuff there, because you are composed of two stuff. One is the camel. The other one is you. Go to 2496. Your intellect is like a camel driver, and you are the camel, right? But look at your camel driver. Your camel driver is secondary to the master of the caravan. The master of caravan is pulling it. You never notice that, do you? Any of you? Have you ever noticed that your intelligence is being led? Haven't you? Do you know how many $1,000,000 they spend to brainwash you? To choose the news that will leak? Then you know? Where did you get your logic? You buy it in the supermarket? Or you had it? You are that genius that was born with this intelligence? Your intelligence is being handed to you. Remember the first lady? We said handmaiden. Because it's handmade for you. If you're born in, let's say, Uganda, could you have something in common with the intelligence of somebody who is living in Denmark? No way. Over there, you grab that because your intelligence is culture. Means it's cultivated in you. So, other people are leading you. Find a good leader. Because you look silly to me because you think that you're riding your camel. You don't see these camels being bonded together and being leaded with someone else. Don't you see that? Don't you see that some other people, or let's say that creature, in some countries they believe that the foreigners, those bloody imperialists, will do it. But no matter what, somebody is doing it. Remember, you are the combination. So one part of you is leading, other part of you, but remember, from outside, you will be led. Find a good one. He said, this is nonsense, of course, I'm talking about find someone to lead the camel and that stuff. What is the guide and what the camel driver? Get yourself